talk about seven things that God wants to speak to His people in this year.
那今年我要谈到神要向他百姓所说的七件事情。
And I entitled the message "Synchronizing into the Divine Favor of God."
那这个主题呢，讲的就是跟神属天的恩宠有同步的关系。
People are worried about this year.
People
have great uncertainty concerning this
year. But
we that walk with God will know the future.
但是我们与神同行的人必要知道未来。
And our future is different from the future of the world.
而我们未来跟世界的未来是完全不相同。
We have a glorious future.
我们有一个极其荣耀光明的未来。
The days ahead of us are glorious.
在我们前面的道路是
This year is going to be a great year.
今年是一个伟大之年。
Because God said this year that His people will synchronize their life into the divine favor of God.
因为神说今年神的百姓他们要能够跟神 得神恩宠的这样的一个脚步是同行的。
Now, Psalms 102, reading from verse 4.
诗篇一百零二篇的第四节
My heart is smitten and withered like grass.
我的心被伤如草枯干
Verse 6 I am like a pelican of the wilderness. I am like an owl of the desert.
第六节我如同旷野的屁股我好像干草的枭鸟
Verse 11 My days are like a shadow that decline. I am like withered.
第十一节我的年月如镜天雪我也如草枯干
Now the first point I'm going to talk to you about the economy
第一点我要谈的是关乎经济的事情
Now the economy of the world is described in this passage here
在这世界今年的讲经济是在这个经节里头清楚提到
You know the financial affairs of the economy is a current hot subject on the lips of many
现今这个经济情况在众人的口中是不断的传响。
Is there going to be a global recovery?
是不是会有一个极大的一个经济苏醒呢
？Or is there going to be a global slowdown?
或者是逐渐的全球的经济萧条呢
？Or the global stock market bounce back?
或者是这个全球的股票市场会回升呢
？Or will the global stock market crash further?
就是全球的这个股票市场会下滑。
Currently there are two economic sentiment that is weighing on the balance concerning the predictive outcome of the economy.
现今有两股不同的意见，他们对于世界即将发生的这种经济情况，他们有完全不同的看法。
Some feel that there is an expected hope of a recovery.
有些人觉得实在有一个极大的一个盼望是可以经济复苏的。
Some are feeling there is an anxious uncertainty of the future.
有些人对于未来是极其非常恐惧、害怕、不明白、不了解的。
I wish I can tell you many good news about the economy.
我实在很期待我可以跟各位分享有关经济这方面有极好的消息。
But the truth is the truth that.Something bad is in the market today.
但是事实就是事实，现今这个经济情况是很清楚明白的。
Here the Bible says that we are withered like grass.
新约圣经告诉我们说，我们如草枯干。
It talks about the wilderness and the desert.
它谈到旷野，它谈到旷野。
Now I was in Australia just a few days ago.
几周前。
And then it was summertime.
那时候是夏季
and so all the grass were withered
所以那草全部都枯干了
and so there were bushfire and forest fire
常常的野地丛林就开始起火了
there were 14 places that was on fire on Christmas day
就在圣诞节那一日有14场火灾
because there is no water
因为在那地没有水
there is no rain
没有雨下降
the temperature was so hot
那温度极其的高升
now the Chinese have a saying that water is prosperity 所以外传 you know so water is prosperity
在中国话里的人说呢水是发财的
and so no water no prosperity
所以没有水就没有丰盛了
so the economy has no water
所以你知道这经济上面现在是缺水的
there is no liquidity in the market
在这个市场里头是完全缺损，没有得之任的。
He said, Pastor, if that is so, then this is going to be a difficult year.
那牧师说，如果情形这个样子的话，我们岂是不是有艰难的一年吗？
Yes, this year is going to be a difficult year.
是的，今年是极其艰难的一年。
This year is going to be a tough year.
今年是艰困的一年。
But how are we going to respond?
但是我们如何来回应呢？
The Bible says in Isaiah 41 verse 18.
以赛亚书的第41章的第18节。
He says, I will make a river in the desert places.
他说我要使旷沙漠开开旷野开江河，沙漠
yes
沙漠开江河，旷野开道路。
And in Isaiah 44 verse 3 it says,
以赛亚44章的第43节。
He said, I will pour rain upon those that are thirsty in the desert.
他说我要浇灌恩雨在干渴之地。
Therefore, where there is no water,
所以没有水的地方，
we can find water.
我们可以找得到水的。
It's through the power and the ministry of the Holy Spirit.
我是圣灵圣灵大有能力的服事和运行。
Therefore, the world will have no solution, but we have the solution.
就是有些人找不到解答，但是我们却找到答案。
You see, the world is seeking for the goal of the earth.
你知道吗？这世间的人都在寻找这地间所有一切的环境。
But the Christian should be seeking for the glory of heaven.
但是基督徒在世为人应要寻求天上的荣耀。
If you seek the goal, you will miss the glory.
如果你寻求地上的黄金，你就失去天上的荣耀。
If you seek the glory, you will find the goal.
如果你寻求天上的荣耀，就找到地上的黄金。
The goal is found in the glory.
这黄金乃是在神荣耀里找着的。
If you are having a business and you are a businessman, know this for sure that in the glory you will find the goal.
如果你是个生意人，你要确信地。确确定定明白，在荣耀里可以找着黄金。
Seek God and all the blessings of heaven will flow into your life.
要好好寻求神，好在天上所有一切的恩惠祝福临到你的生命。
We are not supposed to be influenced by the forces of this world.
而不是这对世间的事情这样子摇摆不定的。
If you walk with God, you are blessed.
如果我们是与神同行，我们是大大蒙福了。
The economy is dry or wet, you are blessed.
当这个经济开始萧条不景气的时候，我们却大大蒙福了。
And so in the glory there is the goal.
所以在荣耀里找着黄金。
This is the secret of prosperity.
这是丰盛之道呀。
The Bible says David was seeking for the glory of God.
圣经告诉我们说，大卫寻求神的荣耀。
David loved God above anything else in the world.
大卫爱神超过世间其他一切。
David lived in the glory.
大卫活在神的荣耀里。
And in the glory there is gold.
我在荣耀里去找着黄金。
That's why God blessed David.
所以神才这样祝福大卫。
God blessed son King Solomon.
神祝福了所罗门。
That's why King Solomon is the richest king in the entire Old Testament.
所以所罗门王就是旧约圣经中最富有的国王了。
In the glory there is the gold.
在荣耀里找着黄金。
So if you are looking for prosperity today,
所以今天要寻求丰盛。
Don't seek for the gold, but seek for the glory.
要寻求黄金。好好寻求荣耀。
How do we describe about the economy today?
那如何来形容现今世代的经济呢？
I was seeking God for the best word to describe about the economic situation.
我愿好好的寻求神，有关乎到经济上方面的事情，神要如何用字眼来形容？
I was seeking God for the word that would describe the prophetic saying for the year 2002.
我是卖力寻求神，有关乎神对2002年关乎经济上面的旨意。
And then in my heart, I received an answer.
而在我心中已经领受到一个答案。
With a spiritual perception and divine revelation.Can never be analyzed by the rational mind.
好，不能够靠着我们这个头脑、大头脑想要来理解到属天上面的观点跟这属天上面的启示。
There is no explanation.
是毫无解答的。
You just know that you know that you know.
就是单单知道清清楚楚的。
How do you know?
要如何清楚的明
白？ When you have the knower inside you, you will be in the knowing.
当你能够有那位知道凡事。谁都知道的那位神就在里头，你就凡事皆知了。
And so I perceive the answer came in the form of a letter and an alphabet S.
所以呢，我所领受到这个启示，就是有这么一封信的这样的内容，它每一个字眼都是以 S 开头的。
It will be a sober recovery of the economy.
就是在经济上面呢，会有一个逐渐的这样的一个。 经济的恢复情况。
When the recovery comes, everybody will be very sober.
你知道吗？当经济恢复的时候，每一个人都非常沉静安稳。
It's not everybody hallelujah and full of joy.
不是每一个人都是 hallelujah 充满了喜乐。
When the recovery comes, anosia.
当经济开始恢复景气的时候，是每一个人都好像是并不怎么兴奋，然后想说为什么是这样子的情况呢？
It will make everybody very happy.
它不是每一个人都非常开心的。
Because it brings soberness.
因为它带来了一个这种心情上面的一个极其消沉。
And the economy, the world economy is going to go through the strengthened times that seems to stretch for a period of about 12 to 18 months.
而世界上经济萧条，它会在持续的这12个月到18个月。
And it will be signs of prolonged sluggishness in the world economy.
而这个经济上面，它会非常的频繁的萧条的逐渐的往前迈步。
There will be the shaky slowdown as well as economic slump.
就是在这经济上面会有一个逐渐的往下滑，而且是逐渐的不断的萎缩。
I have used the alphabet S.
我就使用了 S 这个字眼。
In short, what is the economy? The word slump.
简单来说，最近经济情况是如何呢？是一路往下滑呀。
The world economy is going to go through a painful period of corrective readjustment and alignment.
这经济的情况就是我们必须要逐渐的去经过一个调整性的，而且把它指向正确方向的一个方向。
Even the two latest financial shock in the market, Argentina couldn't pay the debt of $132 billion interest and the world was shaking.
那在这经济萧条的两次的这种震荡当中，阿根廷他们所欠的这极大的债务根本没有办法偿还。
And I want to share something with you about a company called Enron Corporation. Enron Corporation.
那我要跟各位分享的就是这样子一个公司，叫做恩隆公司。
It was a giant natural gas and electricity company.
它实际上是一个极其庞大的一个电子公司。
It was so rich that it was numbered seven on the Fortune 500 listing of U.S. company.In the market.
它实际是非常有名的一家公司，在美国的那个财富杂志里面50个左右的500个这样的一个公司的名号当中，它是排名第七的。
And on the world scale, it was number 16.
而在整个世界的排行榜当中，它是第16名的。
Now, during the early days, when it was up in the market, it was 9 cents per share in 1989.
在早期的时候，经济还非常景气，在1998年，它乃是分了整个9个股。
Then on September 21st year 2001, it was
$32.76. How much? $32.76.
And then finally, it plunges 85% and then it was only 75 cents.On December the 8th this year.
而且呢，在今年的12月的时候，它竟然一路下滑到谷底，how much?
75 cents.
75分而已。
It collapsed under the weight of $31 billion of debt.
它竟然欠了差不多35亿钱。
30亿。Now, what am I trying to tell you this?
我为什么告诉各位这件事情？
If you buy that share,
如果您买。
You buy that share.
如果买个椅子
，and you wave the share, Hallelujah, Jesus.
然后你把那椅子拿起来开始摇晃，说 Hallelujah,
Jesus. $32, $32.
啊，收十二块钱呐。
So much money now.
我现在就是有这些钱呐。
And suddenly when it crashed.
它突然之间它完全下滑的时候。
It is less than $1.
现在一块钱都不到了。
God, where are you?
现在就是在 满了。
I don't want to go to church anymore.
不要再上教堂去了。
I don't want to go to 祷告山 anymore.
不要上祷告山去了。
Oh, yeah, all my money.
啊，我已经钱都完全都上去了。
God is telling us over and over again.
神反复不断地告诉我们。
You play in the stock market.
如果你是在祷告，在投资。股票市场里
面，
你绝对会被火烧焦的。你就非常沮丧。为什么是仍然投资在股票市场里头的？
你
知道经济情况是不断的往下跌的。如果你持续拒绝以色列从神来的警告，我告诉你，就被火烧着了。
So don't ever get involved with such things.
对，千万不要与这样的事情相关。
The Lord is telling us.
使神正在告诉我们。
Chasing up the shares.
要好好的去。
Chasing up the shares in the shares, stock shares.
而且，把这个所有的那个股票持份完全给卖出去。
If you begin to love shares.
如果你开始喜欢这样的一个股份。
If you begin to love the gold of this world.
你就开始爱上这世界的黄金了。
When God shakes the economy.
当它震动经济的时候。
You will be shaken.
你就在震动了。
God say everything that can be shaken will be shaken.
神告诉我们说它震动凡可震动的。
Don't love mammon more than God.
不要爱马门胜于爱神。
Focus your attention on the stock market.
不要定义在股票市场上。
Focus your attention on the Bible.
要定义在主耶和华的话语上。
Focus your attention on God.
定义在神的身上。
These are the eternal things that will not be shaken.
这是永恒的事，永不被震动的。
So you must put your trust and your faith in the living God and not in shares and all your money.
所以要把你的信靠放在我们永生神的身上，而不是放在金钱以及可回收的事情上。
Don't look at money to produce faith.In your life.
不要看那金钱来能够增加你对生活的信心。
Every year we look to God, He will cause a great thing to happen in our life.
每一年我们定睛仰望在神的身上，他就必要帮助我们过每一日的生活。
Now, if you ask me what is happening in the market,
因为你问我说最近股票市场发生什么事情了
？Pastor, why this morning you want to talk about economics?
什么是今天您谈到的股票市场、经济市场是什么意思呢
？Let me read to you Psalms 102 and verse.22. When the people are gathered together and the kingdoms to serve the Lord.
当万民聚集在一起，要来在神的国里面服侍主的时候。
You see, God's program in this world is the evangelization of the entire world.
你知道吗？神对世间所预备的一个节目计划表，实际上就是要把福音传到地极。
The devil knew the plan of God.
魔鬼知道神这神圣的计划。
And so the devil is trying very hard.To frustrate and to oppose God's plans for the gospelization of the world.
所以魔鬼是竭尽所能的要来沮丧，叫神的百姓没有办法继续来传扬神的根据神的心意在。
How did the devil stop God's work?
魔鬼是如何来拦阻神的工作
？By cutting off.Finance for God's work.
继续呢，把这个整个财务让它完全消灭，以至于神百姓无法施
行。So when he eat up the finance, God's work are delayed.
所以当吞食了属神百姓的财务，那么神的工作被延缓了。
So today we must declare war on the devil's war.
所以现今我们要向魔鬼来宣告这样的一个经济增长。
We are declaring war on finance.
我们乃是在财务经济上面。宣告一个征战。
We're telling the devil, you are gonna pay back.
我们告诉魔鬼说，你要大大偿还。
You are gonna restore what is due for my life.
你要恢复在我们生命中所贪欠的一些东西。
I tell you when you are unemployed.
我告诉你，当你被雇佣的时候。
When the factory closed down.
当整个工厂都完全关闭。
When Taiwan doing well.
而台湾一切都非常的萧条。
The devil has come in like a thief to steal from your life.
魔鬼他来了，就是用刀子一般偷窃你的生命。
So we must be concerned about economics.
好好的关心到对经济方面的事情。
I said, Lord, what is the devil doing?
我说魔鬼正在做什么啊，主啊
？He said, Son, the devil is a spirit.
他说孩子啊，这魔鬼是个灵啊。
And he comes in a letter S called the snake.
那他进来的时候，他的形状是如同蛇一般进来的。
Snake.
蛇呀。
Have you heard the snake?
你究竟有没有听到蛇的嘶嘶嘶嘶的声音呢？
It comes in very quietly into your home.
它现在非常安静的进入到你的家里。
And it's stealing your finance.
是不断偷窃吞食你的财物。
He said, no.
你说没。
There's no snake in my house.
我家里可没蛇的。
I'll tell you how he comes in.
我告诉你他是如何进来的。
You see, we have all been hearing the reports about terrorism.
你知道吗？一直听到有关乎恐怖分子的事情。
What is terrorism?
究竟什么叫做恐怖分子？
The root word for terrorism is the word terror.
恐怖分子它的字源本来就叫做 terror.
Terror means great fear.
Terror 的意思就是极大的恐惧。
The more you believe in fear,
你越多的相信恐惧。
The more you will report about terrorism,
你越多相信关乎到所谓恐怖分子所做的一切恶事。
And so you hear about the world economy is getting worse and it causes great anxiety in your hearts.
当你一听到整全球经济萧条的时候，心中就有一个极大的不安。
Watch out, the snake has come in.
你要非常小心谨慎，这蛇已经进来了。
Right now, the snake is working through anxiety and fear to attack God's people.
现在蛇它是借着这样的一个恐惧、焦虑而做工在百姓的当中。
So we must declare war on the devil's war.
所以我们需要宣告魔鬼他的恶作为。
Like year 2002, we are declaring war over the spirit of fear.
是2012年，我们所要向魔鬼宣告的这样的一个征战，就是恐惧的邪灵。
We are going to drive every trace of fear in our soul. We are going to kick it out of our lives.
我们要竭尽心力的走。根本是人在我们灵魂里头把那所有恐惧的分子完全给驱逐出去。
We will not entertain fear anymore.
我不再让那个恐惧的感觉在我们里面不断的猖狂。
He said, how does fear come into our life?
你说这恐惧是由进入到我们生命里面的。
I begin to ask the Lord, the Lord says, son, it comes through a very subtle means.
当我求问神的时候，主神告诉我说，孩子啊，这是用一个非常那种非常细腻不明白的方式进来的。
It comes through a way that surprised you.
就让你觉得非常稀奇的是。
It comes through the media propaganda pollution.
透过的是各样媒体、报章、杂志的这样的一个污染的报道。
Now, if you're working in the media, I'm not talking about you.
如果你是在媒体工作的，我说的不是你这个人。
You are all sweet and nice Christians.
你们都是非常好的基督徒。
We're not working for the devil.
我们不是为魔鬼来工作的。
But it is through the media that this spirit of fear has come into the lives of the people.
但是是透过媒体，这恐惧的邪灵就进入到人的生命里头。
Have you noticed you read the newspaper every day? There's no good report.
因为注意到每天在一个报纸的时候，完全都没有好消息。
Every day the report is getting worse and worse.
每天这个报道是越来越糟糕了。
Now we are of the world, but not.We are in the world, but not of the world.
我们是在这世间当中，但是不属这世界。
Yes, we need to know what is happening in the world.
现在我们需要知道明白世间所发生的大事。
But we must not allow the world news to affect our soul.
但绝不允许这外间世界的事情来影响到
of the world.
就像有一群说谎的那样的一个邪灵，就已经进到了整个世间里头去。
Do you know that the devil has been lying to us?
你知道魔鬼一直不断向我们说谎吗？
The devil is lying to you.
魔鬼一直不向你欺骗你吗？
Telling you that you're not going to do well.
告诉你说你很做不来的。
Telling you that you be careful about your finance.
告诉你说你要好小心看管你的财务啊。
Telling you about all those doom and gloom.
告诉你说呢，这所有一切的命运呢，还有一些毁坏啊。
And is lying to you.
他都一直不断跟你说谎啊。
And this morning we are going to stop the lies of the devil.
我们要打住魔鬼所有一切谎言。
So the devil is telling you this year is going to be a very bad year.
那魔鬼告诉你说。今年是极差的一年。
But I'm coming to bring you the prophetic word.
但是我来告诉你们一个预言性的话语。
This year.
今年。
It's going to be a great year.
是一个伟大之年。
Synchronizing into the divine favor of God.
就进入到同步进入到神属天的对我们的恩宠里头。
So in Australia, ask me, how is your day?
当我在澳洲时，人问我说你的日子如何？
Is it how's life?
啊，你生命如何？
I said life is good.
我说生活很好。
Life is very good.
我生活非常好。
He said, are you sure, pastor?
他说牧师，你很确定吗？
Have you not read the newspaper?
你都没有好好读报纸吗？
You see, our life is not determined and dictated by the circumstances around our life.
你看我们的生活，生命并不是被着外面环境光景来所辖制的。
Life is good because God is a good God.
我们生活神是非常棒，因为我们神是美善的神。
If you serve the devil, then life is very bad for you.
当然，如果你服侍的是魔鬼撒旦，你生命就凄凄惨惨了。
So don't believe in the lies of the devil.
所以千万不要相信魔鬼的谎言。
Life is good.
我们的生活生命是。
Because God is a good God in our life.
是我们生命中美善的神。
And so we are going to break the lies of the devils in the hearts of his people this morning.
所以今天我们要打破神百姓当中所有那些魔鬼所放下一切的谎言。
And this morning at the end of the sermon, you are going to have shouts of victory.
而今天在我们讲到末了时候，我们要大大呼喊得胜。
You're going to have shouts of joy.
要大大喜乐呼喊。
And you're going to receive this year 2002 with great hope and joy.
然后你要借着极大盼望跟喜乐迎接2002年。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now point number two.
第二点。
Psalms 102 and verse 26.
诗篇102篇的26节
They shall perish, but thou shalt endure. Yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment. As a vessel shall thou change them, and they shall be changed.
天地都要灭没，你却要长存。天地都要如外衣渐渐旧了，你要将天地如里衣更换，天地就都改变了。
Now you have the word change mentioned twice in the scripture.
在圣经里面谈到改变两次。
The Lord has been speaking to me.Over and over again concerning changes.
主神一直不断反复告诉我关乎到改变之事。
Those that are willing to follow the Lord, there will be changes coming this year in your life.
那些愿意跟随主脚步行的人，今年你的生命里面要经历改变。
This year, those who want success and fruitfulness, you must allow the changes of the Lord to come into your life.
今年如果你愿意在主里面能够得到丰盛、得到果子，那么你需要好好把自己委身让神来改变。
The Lord has been doing much changes for the past 1 month in my life.
在过去的这一年，神一直不断的改变我的生命。
And the Lord say, great changes is coming this year.
主神告诉我说的，今年有更大的改变。
Now what changes are we talking about?
主神，我们到底是什么样的改变呢？
Now listen very carefully.
仔细聆听。
I'm not here to present to you a sermon.
我今天不是跟各位讲一场道而已。
I'm here to reveal to you the eternal counsel of God.
我在这地方要向各位揭开神对我们从永生来的这样的一个启示。
We are here to listen to the secrets of heaven concerning this year.
我们来是在这里聆听有关于这天堂来的这样的一个秘密，是关于今年之事。
What are the changes?
究竟是哪些改变呢？
Those who respond to those changes will be blessed.
那些愿意回应改变的人就可以蒙福。
You don't come to me and say, Pastor, I'm not blessed.You are not blessed because you refuse to change.
你告诉我说，哦，牧师啊，我并没有蒙福啊。我告诉你，如果没有蒙福，是因为你拒绝被改变。
You see, I came this month on December the 1st preaching for the Full Gospel Businessman Convention.
那今年十月一号的时候，我为全福会的人讲道。
And so on one of the day, I spoke about Acts chapter 9, verse 8 to 20.
那在这个第二天当中，我讲到《使徒行传》第九章的第八节到二十节。
I talk about Saul of Tarsus was the persecutor of the church.
我告诉他们说，扫罗在那个时候是逼迫教会。
And he encountered the glorious presence of Jesus.
而且当他遇到的耶稣的荣耀的时候
，And he was changed.
他当下被改变。
And he became a preacher of the gospel.
他就成为一个传福音的使者。
And so after I shared the message,
所以当我分享这个信息。
I went home.
我就回家去了。
When I was at home, the Lord spoke to me.
到回家去的时候，主神告诉我说
，Your son, don't you know this is the message for year 2002?
我说孩子，你岂不知道这是给2002年的信息吗
？You see, Saul believed in Judaism.
你知道保罗他们对保罗他相信的是犹大主义。
But through an encounter with the Lord Jesus, there was a change in his life.
但是当他遇见主的荣耀的时候，他生命就经历了一个改变。
He changed from Judaism into Christianity.
他从一个犹大主义者就成为了个基督徒。
From a persecutor to become a preacher.
成为一个逼迫者。变成一个传道人
Because he was willing to change.
因为他愿意被改变
You see the flesh hates changes.
你知道吗肉体是不愿改变
But because he was willing to change.
但是因为他心甘愿意改变
And Apostle Paul was greatly blessed in his own ministry life.
而因此在保罗他在他整个服事的生命当中就大大蒙福
The change that we are talking about this morning, we are talking about a reset of the directions of your life.
今天我们谈到这种改变，乃是在你生命当中重新整合，往对的方向行。
We are talking about the rediscovery of the true callings and the ministries of God in your life.
我们乃是谈到说，再度的把神在你生命中的呼召再度发现过来，让你清楚明白往那方向。
We are talking about realignment and readjustment of your directions.
我们的爱心是重新调整、重新整装待发，在神为你预备的方向。
An example of this was in the life of Jonah.
其中有一个例子就是约拿的例子。
You see, Jonah moved in one direction towards Tarshish.
约拿他原先往的是他离去
and then God said you are in the wrong path go back and go to Nineveh
神他是去那他神在问你走对了方向的你会往尼尼微方向去
he changed his direction and he go to Nineveh and he was blessed in his ministry
他改变了方向他往尼尼微方向去所以他在服事上面就大大蒙福
it is just like in 1 Kings chapter 19 Elisha was up in the mountain and God said what are you doing here
据说弥王记的上的第十九章他跑到山里面去神耶和华告诉他说你在这做什么
God said you are in the wrong place go back
人家要说，哎，你走错地方了，回去吧。
And he changed the directions of his life.
所以他就改变他生命中的方向。
This year, you must carefully examine your personal goals, personal agendas, and personal directions of your life.
今年你要非常小心谨慎的再度的检视一下你生命个人的方向、你的行程、你神在你生命中的计划。
This year, you may discover what you think may be the will of God is really not the will of God.
也许今年你先想的说是神给你的旨意计划，你要好好重新思索一下。
This year there must be change.
今年必须要有一个改变。
What is change?
究竟怎么叫做改变呢？
God used the word S. He called it synchrony.
那神就使用了这么一个 S， 它的意思叫做同步。
Synchrony means keeping in line with the will of God in your life.
同步的意思就是在你每日与耶和华同行的日上，你要在他的旨意当中与他同步而行。
Synchrony means keeping in step.With the movement of the Holy Spirit.
同步的意思就是说，你在跟圣灵的这样的一个行走上面，要一直一步一步的跟随着。
This year there must be a relocation of your true anointings and the true callings in your life.
今年你必须要对神在你的呼召上面，在这个恩膏上面，要重新的再把它摆在对的位置。
If you are in the wrong place at the wrong time doing the wrong thing, you will be a failure this year.
如果今年你在不对的地方做不对的事，在不对的时间。那么你今年必定大大失败。
You must take time to discover what God has called you to do.
你必须要好好挪出的时间来思索一下，发现一下神究竟要你做什么。
We were in Australia and we were very sad.
在澳洲，我心中难过。
Because we heard of someone that is about to embark on a new phase of his ministry, and he was in the wrong place.
我听到有这么一个人，他重新要，他开始要。在他的服事当中往前迈步，但是我却发现了他是在错误的地点上。
God has been blessing him for many, many years.
神对你来一直不断的祝福了他。
But this year will be the beginning of his failure and defeat.
但是今年当他往那个方向行的时候，要成为他的失败，成为他的沮丧。
Are you in the wrong place doing the wrong things today?
今天你是否在这个地方做错的事情呢？
There was a couple that called me several months ago.
几个月前，有一对夫妻打电话给我。
They were very sad and depressed.
他们非常忧伤沮丧。
They don't have a breakthrough in their business in Sydney.
他们是在雪梨的事业上面没有成功。
While in prayer, the Lord said, "Sunday, I'm in the wrong place."Tell them to go to Brisbane.
那在祷告中的时候，神告诉我说：“孩子啊，他们最错的地方了，告诉他们到布里斯本。”
And so they shift their house and they went over to Brisbane.
所以他们就从雪梨就到布里斯本。
It's a brand new place.
到一个极大的一个地方。
And God began to bless their business.
但神在祝福他们的事业。
Because they are now synchronized with the will of the Father.
因为现在他们与天父的那个旨意已经同步迈行了。
I tell you, this year the Lord is telling me to take time.To wait in his presence.
我告诉主神，今天告诉我说要更多等候在他同在里面。
Because I'm going to bring changes into your life.
主神说我要把这些改变带入到你的生命里头去。
This year, take time to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit.
今天你要多多的花功夫来聆听圣灵的声音。
The Lord is upsetting my plans.
主神他不断的翻转我的计划。
The Lord is telling me some of the plans that you do, you should stop doing.
主神告诉我说有些你原先的整装的计划要好好的改变。 验一下。
And if you do the same thing in your prayer life,
如果你在祷告生活当中也做同样的事情，
and I can tell you what you sow this year will be a great blessing in the coming year.
我就告诉你，今年所栽种的，在隔年你就大大丰收了。
But if you refuse to synchronize your will with the will of the Father,
但是如果你拒绝在你的行走的路上跟神天父的旨意相违，
then you can never be blessed.
那你永远没有大大蒙福。
Someone here, the Lord has been telling you.
在座的人有主神有人告诉你。
There is a servant of the Lord. The Lord is speaking to you.
好，这是主服侍主的主神现在告诉你。
And you are listening to the cassette and to my voice. The Lord is speaking to you.
好，你要听我的录音带，那你听我的声音，那主神现在告诉你。
The season of change has come into your life.
这改变的季节已经进入到你的生命里面。
What you used to do is very good and blessed.
你过去所做的一直相当棒，而且相当蒙福。
Get ready for a new change.
但主神告诉你说，好好预备改变吧。
But you are afraid to change.
但是你非常害怕改变。
And the Lord say, change must come.
主神说，改变必要临到。
So that I can bless you even more.
可是我可以更多的来祝福你。
Ministry can be more fruitful.
好像人不是大有果效。
But you must be willing to listen to the change that is coming.
但是你必须要愿意聆听，好让这个改变领导你。
You know, many people are doing the same old thing year after year after year.
很多人年复一年，年复一年做同样的事情。
You can never move into a greater heights of fruitfulness.
你就不可能进入到一个更高、更有果效、多结果子的一个高标准。
I always found that in my life as I begin to change, the Lord began to bless me even more.
生命中我过去的经验里头，我发现到愿意改变的时候，主神就更多的来祝福我。
Change must become a way of life.
改变要成为一个生活的方式。
And point number three.
第三点。
Psalms 102 verse 17 and 18.
诗篇102篇的第17节18节。
He will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. This shall be written for the generation to come, and the people which shall be created shall praise the Lord.
他垂听穷人的祷告，并不藐视他们的祈求，这必为后代的人记下。将来受造的民要赞美耶和华。
Now verse 17, prayer is mentioned twice.
但是经节里头祷告提了两次。
The year 2002 is going to be the year of prayer awakening.
2002年这一年就是祷告苏醒年。
This year God demands more prayer out of the life of His people.
今年神期待的百姓要超乎往常的更多的来祷告。
If this year you don't like to pray, you must change.
如果今年你不祷告，那你一定要改变。
If this year you don't have a habit of prayer, you must change.
如果今年你没有祷告的习惯，你必须要改变。
Because the will of God for this nation and for the world is that this is a year globally, the year of prayer awakening.
因为神对这个国家、对全球的心意就是这一年2020年是一个祷告苏醒年。
Look at what it says in verse 1. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come unto thee.
第一节耶和华，求你听我的祷告，荣耀的呼求达到你。
Let's begin the year with prayer.
我们今年开始就要以祷告开始。
He said, "Hear my prayer, O Lord."
我主啊，愿你垂听我的祷告。
Let my cry come to thee.
我的呼求达到你面前。
The Lord wants to hear the cry of your heart.
主人愿意听你心中的呼求。
The Lord wants to hear the cry from Taiwan.
主人愿意听台湾的呼求。
Those cry that will come up to the heavens will be blessed.
那些呼求达到天堂的必要蒙福。
But notice something about this prayer awakening.
但是你要注意到祷告苏醒年的意思。
Don't forget verse 18.
不要忘了第十八节。
Verse 18 say, "This is a generation that was created to praise the Lord."
他说这必为后代，这是受造之民，这后代的人。是要来赞美耶和华的。
This prayer movement must synchronize with what we call the tabernacle of David.
这祷告运动必须要跟所谓大卫会幕是同步进行。
Within the tabernacle of David, they are full of praises and worship.
在大卫会幕里头是满了敬拜跟赞美的。
This year the prayer movement must have a change.
今年这个祷告运动必须要有一个改变。
There must be a partnership and a marriage between prophetic prayers and the psalmings of song.
就是必须要在这所谓预言性的这样的一个赞美当中跟赞。Excuse me, can you?
And there must be the merger of the partnership and the marriage of prophetic prayers and the psalmings of songs.
所以预言性的祷告还有这样的颂赞诗歌，必须要有这样的一个整合同步来运作。
In other words, within your prayer there must be praise and worship.
那耶和华在你祷告里面要有敬拜跟赞美。
Within your praise and worship there must be prayer.
意思是当你敬拜赞美的时候，必须要有祷告。
There must be the blending of prayer and worship.
就是要祷告跟敬拜要同时来做。
Because God is about to release divine revelation through the channels of song.
因为要透过这样的诗歌，这样子的一个管道，神要把天上启示带下来。
I felt in the spirit realm there was a mantle of praise is about to come to the body of Christ.
在灵界里头，我可以感受到有这样的一个赞美的这样的一个外袍要领导他的百姓。
And when we begin to get into that anointing, the house of God will be shaken by great praises.
当我们开始能够领受这样恩膏的时候，神的家中要被所有的敬拜者的声音给震动起来。
And one of the great sounds that will come out from our praises will be verse 21.
而其中在我们赞美声音当中有这样的一个声音是要到天上去的，那是在诗篇的里头的第一节。
Verse 21 is said to declare the name of the Lord in Zion and His praises in Jerusalem.
二十一节，学员在西安传扬耶和华的名，在耶路撒冷传扬赞美他的话。
This year we are going to pray.Praise the name of Jesus more and more.
今天我们要更多的来赞美耶稣的名，更加比以前多。
That's why the song Jing Hua says we must praise the names of God today.
所以金花会特意说到，我们今日要来赞美耶和华的名。
We must learn to exalt the redemptive covenant names of God.
我们必须要能够学会如何来高举我们这耶和华救赎的名。
We must praise the name of Jehovah Jireh.
我们必须要能够赞美耶和华以勒的名。
Oh, we must begin to praise the name of Jehovah Shalom.
我们必须要好好来赞美耶和华沙勒的名。
We must begin to love and embrace the name Jehovah Shammah.
我们必须要开始来爱而且赞美我的耶和华撒玛。
In our prayer time, we begin to magnify the names of God this year.
当我们在方言祷告的时候，我们要更多来彰显神的荣耀。
Now, how do we enter into this prayer awakening this year?
那我今年如何进入这祷告苏醒年呢？
You see, this prayer movement is in synchrony with the tabernacle of David.
你知道吗？这样的一个祷告的苏醒年是跟这个大卫的这个圣幕是要同步进行的。
And the tabernacle of David contained the spirit of David.
而大卫的会幕呢，所涵盖的就是大卫的灵。
And the spirit of David speaks about the nature of David himself.
而这大卫的灵所谈到就是大卫他本身的性情。
David was a man that loved God dearly.
大卫他是一个非常爱神的人。
And because of David, tabernacle was restored and erected.
那因为大卫的缘故，就到这个会幕，他就被恢复，而且被建造。
David loved the Lord.
大卫非常的爱神。
David had intimacy with God.
大卫与神有非常亲密的关系。
It is through intimacy with God that we will have a passion for prayer.
乃是透过与神有亲密的关系，我们就对祷告满怀热情。
You see, a lot of us pray.
你知道很多人都会祷告。
But we lack the passion in our prayer.
祷告里头缺少。
We don't find the fires of love in our prayer.
在我们祷告生活里面缺少那样的一个果断的爱情。
We pray because the pastor tells us to pray.
我们祷告是因为牧师要我们祷告。
We don't pray because we want to pray because we love to pray.
我们不祷告，我们不愿意祷告是因。我们祷告不是因为我们要祷告，我们迫切想祷告。
But when you begin to love Jesus,
但是当你开始爱耶稣的时候
，Truly this year there will be a prayer awakening in our soul.
确确实实，今年在我们灵魂里面会有一个祷告的一个苏醒。
We are going to have a passion to be with Jesus.
我们就有这样的一个热情，迫切要与耶稣同在。
Then we're going to have a passion to be like Jesus.
那我们就会有这样热情，越发的更多像耶稣。
And we're going to have a passion to be.Serving Jesus. In other words, we see the sequential development. In this prayer awakening, we have a passion to be with the Lord. Then we will develop a passion to be like the Lord. And then we will have a passion to be serving the Lord alone. And so we need to ask God, God, give me a desire, give me a love to love you even
more.
And then point number four. Psalm 102, verse 13 to 16.
诗篇103节到16节,
in verse 16 he says, when the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. Now we can read verse 25. Of old hast thou laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hand. The Lord has been speaking to me about the word in verse 25, foundation. Now as I said again, we are not here to listen to a sermon. We are here to hear the thus saith the Lord from the mouth of God. Lord says, take care of your life where there is a firm foundation.
神告诉我们说，我们要绞尽谨慎，我们生命中是否有非常稳的根基。
Jesus talks about foundation.
耶稣谈到根基这件事情。
In Matthew chapter 7.
在马太福音的第七章。
Two foundations.
有两样根基。
The wrong foundation of a house is built on sand.
一个就是错了根基，这房子盖在沙土上。
Of a right foundation that was built on the rock.
还有正确的根基，就是房子盖在磐石上。
Why do we talk about foundation today?
为什么今天要谈到根基这件事情？
Because the storms of life are coming.
因为生命中风暴即将临到。
I'm telling you, several years left before the great storms of life is coming.
我告诉你，在多年来，这几年来，即将的就要有极大的风暴临到。
If you don't build a strong foundation today, when the storms come, you'll be paralyzed. You'll be totally devastated.
如果我们没有在这个时候好好再造我们的根基，在未来年里面，我们就非常的沮丧，是受到极大的破坏。
When I arrived in Sydney on the 26th of December,
当12月16号我到达雪梨的时候
，I was talking to the pastor outside his church.
那时候我在教会外面跟一个牧师讲话。
Suddenly I saw a vision.
突然间我看到一个异象。
I saw the water level rises up above the heights of the door.
我就看到那个水啊，水面一直不断升到那个门的高度。
The Lord says, Son, great floods are coming to Sydney, Australia.
主神就告诉我说，孩子啊，这极大的水要临到雪梨了。
Tsunamis are coming to Australia.
这极大的海啸要临到澳洲了。
Australia has never experienced such great devastation, but it's coming.
澳洲以前从来没有这样子的一个灾难，但是这灾难即将临到。
I tell you, those that have built a strong foundation will be swept off by the floods.
我告诉那些没有稳固根基的人，风暴一来就完全被摧垮了。
And so this year, God said, build strong foundation in your spiritual life.
所以今天神告诉我们说，在我们属灵生命里面要好好再造生命的根基。
The first foundation is to have a strong foundational prayer life.
第一个根基就是我们要有非常刚强稳妥的祷告生活。
Those who spend much time in prayer, they will be strong warriors for Jesus.
那些在祷告中花功夫、花时间的人，他们要成为祷告的勇士。
But there's something else that the Lord speaks about prayer.
但是神还祷告时，神也提到。
Zechariah chapter 12 verse 3.
撒迦利亚书的第12章第3节。
It talks about Israel as the burdensome stone.
他谈到是以色列百姓，他是Israel。
A burdensome stone, a burden.
是一个有重担的一个负担。
And so in our prayer life, we must learn to carry the burden of Israel in our intercessory prayer.
所以在我们祷告生活里面，我们要背下以色列这样的一个负担。
This year we must not neglect Israel in our prayer.
今年不可以把以色列国家忽略掉，在我们祷告生命里。Those
prayer meetings that carry Israel in their prayers will be blessed by God.
在祷告聚会当中，愿意来纪念以色列百姓的，就要蒙神的福。
Something is about to be birthed in the body of Christ this year.
今年在基督里面即将有末世要诞生。
Why God wants prayer awakening?
为什么神要这样的一个祷告清醒啊？
Why God demands more prayer from the church?
为什么神期待他的教会越发的祷告吗？
It is true that spirit of prayer and the spirit of travail that God will birth forth the revelation of the divine purposes of God.
就是因为在这样的一个祷告的这样的一个呼求，这样的一个宣告里头，就可以把神的心意计划给带下来。
You see, one of the things that God is about to do in the body of Christ.
你知道吗？神在基督徒里面要做的一件事情是什么呢
？Is to raise up anointed watchmen.
就是要能够兴起有恩膏的守望者。
The voice of prayer is going to be very powerful in the last days.
神那些祷告的声音是大有能力的。
How it is going to come is through the merger of the prophetic.Mental with anointed intercessory prayer.
在怎么样子这个当中能够发出果效来，就是有恩膏的这样的外衣，加上预言性的祷告。
So we must learn to pray more and more.
我们要学会一个越发越多的祷告。
The second foundation stone.
而第二个根基磐石是。
Yes, for in verse 18 it says, "It is written."
第十八节谈到说，他这样说
：“We must have a foundation of the Word of God in our life。
我们生命里头必须要有神话语做我们的根基。
You know, many people have big houses and big cars。
很多人有大车子，有大房子。
But when it comes to the Bible, they buy a very small Bible。
但是谈到要买圣经，就买最小一本圣经。
And it's a very cheap Bible。
是最便宜的圣经。
And sometimes they like to buy Bible on discount。During Christmas sales.
有时候买圣经还挑了个圣诞节打折的时候去买。
They don't know about God's purpose because they have to put the Bible so close to their nose before they can see those words.
他们都不明白神的心意跟计划，因为那个圣经太小了，拿到鼻子间才看得到。
Most people they read the Bible only 10 hours a year.
很多人呢，也许一年才花个十个小时读圣经。
Divided by 365 days, it means about 3 minutes a day.
那这个除以365天，就在一天三分钟吧。
And therefore, they never have a strong foundation in the Word.
所以说，他们神话语是根基上并没有打造的。
So they are seeking for a word from every man of God here and there.
所以能到处从这从那从神的仆人那边寻求神的话语。
You get God's word daily from His word.
我告诉你，天天你要从神话语中来汲取他的话。
God wants to speak to us.
神愿意向我们说话。
And speak to us through His word.
而他就用他的话语来跟我们说。
So build a strong foundation in this area.
所以在这个地方好好建造根基。
And the third area that God speaks is that He wants to restore strong family life.
第三个领域就是他要恢复建造一个非常刚强的家庭生活。
A Christian family is a strong, united family full of love.
基督徒的家庭生活应该是满了根基，满了彼此亲密关系，充满爱的家庭。
This year, take time to build a strong foundation in your family.
今年我们在我们家庭生活里面好好再造根基。
And the Lord gave a prophetic word. He says, if you pray for your children regularly.
主神给我一个预言性的启示，告诉我说，如果我们是时常为我们的孩子来
祷告。There will be a canopy of God's grace and protection over your children's life.
那我们孩子们他们生活的生命就有一个神极大的一个遮盖领导他们。
God is saying to all your children this year.
那神今年向着孩子说话。
All your children are in the palms of His hand.
所有你们每个人的孩子都在耶和华的手中。
It's a wonderful year this year.
今年是一个极棒的一年。
Notice the fifth thing that the Lord highlighted.
那第一点神特别提醒的。
Psalms 102 and verse 23.
诗篇102篇的23节
He weakened my strength in the way He shortened my days
他使我力量中道衰弱使我年日短少
He shortened my days
他使我年日短少
In the second half of this year
在今年的下半年
God is going to do a quick work in our spiritual life.
神在我们属灵生命里要做一个快速的工作。
Quick spiritual maturity will come.
快速属灵的成长会成就。
You will find that you'll grow very much this year.
你发现今年你会快速成长。
The Lord will shorten your days. Things is going to quicken up.
主要缩短年日，事情快速加增。
And the fifth thing that the Lord is going to do this year is the word strength.
那第五件事情是耶和华要做的就是力量
What is strength?
什么叫做力量
When you have a strong foundation
当你有一个强固稳固的根基
You have strength
你就得着力量
And if you make room for God You are making room for His divine strength in your life
那如果呢你为生命中立下一些规章的话那你必须要让耶和华规章成为你的力量
The Lord spoke to me You are going to take a sabbatical leave
主耶和华告诉我说，你必须要做这样的第七年的安息年。
You are going to strengthen your soul.
你要刚强你的魂。
Because the great battles are ahead of you.
因为前头有个极大的征战要做。
Great work ahead of you.
有个极大的征战要打。
Be strong in the power of His might.
要大大的在他能力头得刚强。
God wants to infuse His people with sevenfold strength.
神要在他的百姓生命里面加强七倍的能力。
Write it down.
把它写下来。
The first strength is called the strength of the gospel.
第一个力量就是传福音的力量。
Romans chapter 1 verse 16.
罗马书的第一章十六节。
The second strength is the strength of wisdom.
第二个力量就是智慧的力量。
Proverbs chapter 24 verse 3 to 6.
箴言书二十二章的二十四章的第二节，第三节到第六节。
And the thirdly is the strength of your being, Isaiah 30 verse 15.
然后再来就是以赛亚书的三十章的第十五节。
It's to strengthen your inner being.
就是刚强内在的人。
Fourthly is the strength of joy, Nehemiah 8:10.
第二是第四个就是你心里记的第八章第十节，就是我刚才我们里面的。
Don't let fear rob you of the joy of the Lord.
啊，喜乐就是不用恐惧来掠夺耶和华要给你的喜乐，是喜乐。
The joy of the Lord is our strength.
靠着耶和华得的喜乐是我们新增的力量。
Don't feel sad for this year.
今年不要忧伤哀嚎。
This year is going to be a good year.
今年是极棒之年。
This year is a year of rejoicing.
今年是喜乐之年。
I'll tell you why later.
我稍后再告诉你原因。
And fifthly is the strength of waiting before God. Isaiah 40 verse 31.
以赛亚书四十章的四十一节告诉我们说，加强我们在耶和华面前的等候。
And then the sixthly is the strength of prayer. Isaiah chapter 5 verse 16.
再来就是以赛亚书第五章的第十三节。
啊，十六节。
十六节，他告诉我们在。祷告当中加强能力。
And then finally, the seventh strength is the strength of the Holy Spirit in our life. Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
然后再来就是使徒行传的第一章的第十八节。
Verse 8.
第八节。
And in Ephesians chapter 3 verse 16.
然后以弗所书的第三章十六节。
That the Spirit of might will strengthen your faith and your life.
就是那大有能力的灵能够刚强你的生命。
This year is a year if you spend more time in prayer, spend more time with God, God is going to give you more strength.
今天如果你愿意更多在祷告当中啊，然后有在你生活在当中更多加强花功夫的话，你就要更多的刚强了。
When you are strong, you are not afraid of anything that you hear in the media.
当你刚强，你刚强的时候，外面媒体报道你完全都不在意了。
And so we must be strong in God.
所以为什么你要越发刚强
？Point number six.
第六点。
Psalms 102 verse 11.
诗篇的第一百零二篇的十一节。
My days are like a shadow that declines.
我的年日如影偏斜，我也如草枯干。
And I'm withered like a grass.
我如草枯干。
Point number six. This year is the days of decline in this world.
第六年，第六点就是今年就是。这个整个世界走下坡的一年。
But I'm telling you the good news. Isaiah chapter 9 verse 7 says, of his increase of the government of God, there is no end.
那以赛亚书第九章的第七节，他谈到的是
of the increase of the government of God, there is no end.
在神所立的国界当中是没有止境的。
In this world, it will be the days of decline.
这个世间虽然一切都要走下坡。
But in the kingdom of God, is the days of increase.
但在神的国度里面是却是逐渐加增的。
The world is going to get darker and darker.
这世间是越发黑暗。
But the kingdom of God is going to get brighter and brighter.
但神的国度却要越发光明。
The world is going to go down and down and down.
这世间越不断的不断下沉。
But the kingdom of God is getting higher and higher and higher.
但神的国度却在不断的往上扬。
Oh, the days of glory is here.
荣耀的日子就在此了。
I tell you, whenever you hear that the world is not doing well, rejoice.
我告诉你，当你一听到这世界 天不好像一切越走下坡的时候，要大大
的显出光。
因为身为光明的子女，我们在黑暗中越发显出光。
Oh, the days of glory is about to come.
我告诉你，荣耀大日子就即将来临。
Arise and shine.
以赛亚书六十章第一节告诉我们的兴起发光。
Oh, the days is getting gloomer and darker.
这个世界虽然越发阴沉越发黑暗。
More and more bad news in the world.
越多的不好的消息领导。
But God is telling us the good news.
但神永远赐下好消息。
This is a season to shine more for Jesus.
在这样的一个年里面，是越发更多主耶稣耶稣基督发光的日子。
The world has no hope.
当世界毫无盼望的时候，
Jesus is the hope.
我告诉他们说，耶稣就是我们的盼望。
We have no peace.
当世界没有平安的时候，
We introduce the Prince of Peace to them.
我们要把平安的王子介绍给他们。
This is the season of rejoicing.
这是欢喜快乐的日子啊！
You know what God is doing right now?
你知道神现在正在做什么事吗？
Prophetically, God tells us what He's doing in the Scripture.
在经文里面，他预言性的来告诉了我们。
In verse 19.
在十九节的里头
For he has looked down from the height of a sanctuary, from heaven did the Lord behold the earth.
因为他从至高的圣所垂看，耶和华从天向地观察。
What is God doing?
究竟神在做什么事情呢？
I tell you what is God doing.
我告诉你神在做什么。
Now listen very carefully.
大家仔细的来聆听。
This is going to be how God is going to prosper you and be fruitful this year.
神就是要借着这样的方式来使你得丰盛多结果。
According to the prophetic understanding of verse 19.
就照着十九节这预言式的启示
God right now that sits on the throne in heaven
神现在高高坐在天上的宝座
He is overseeing the affairs of the nations
他看着这地上所发生的一切事情
And this is what he say
而这就是他所说的
I am synchronizing all things that relates to my kingdom and the nationsThe destiny of the nations of this world.
我现在让这全球各国各方百姓他们所定的计划，要与我天下旨意同步进行。
Everything is under the sovereign control of our Lord.
一切都是在我们主耶和华全能主宰的旨意的里面。
Nothing happens by chance.
没有一件事情发生是意外发生。
Even what Osama do, the Lord knows.
一个是说。Excuse me? 我撒玛所做的呢也是主耶和华所知道的。
Now what is God doing?
这是神在做什么呢?
The Lord is beholding and watching from the heights of his throne.
主神正从他高高的宝座上往下看。
To assess whose heart is completely loyal, dedicated and consecrated to him.
他要来检视人的心肠究竟有谁是对他向着他是忠诚委身而且是完全分别给他的。
That he may show himself strong on behalf of those that love him.
好叫他能够向着那些爱他的人显出他的刚强。
This year, 2 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 9 will happen.
在历代志下的第十六章第九节这样的事情会发生。
The eyes of the Lord from heaven is watching the earth.
主耶和华眼睛遍察全地
and he is finding out who belongs truly to the Lord
他要向那看他看看到底谁真正属乎耶和华
in the next 2-3 years God's anointed servant that have been hidden in intense preparation are coming out
接下来两三年当中神会把那原先隐藏的那些信息是满了神那极大的启示的这话语要被释放出来
God's mighty champions are coming out soon
很快的神那大有能力的那个得胜者要出现了
This year is the final phase of God's intense preparation in the mighty champions of God
今年是一年当中神正越发的快速的进行加快脚步再来预备神的大有能力可以得胜的这些服侍者出来
This is a year that you must not allow busyness to come into your soul
今年绝不让那外面的忙碌进入到你的魂的里头去
This is a year that you must learn to spend more quality time in, at the feet of the master
今年你要越发的分别出那最佳品质的时间归给我们的主
This is a year of prayer awakening
今年是祷告苏醒年。
Spend more time with Jesus.
更多花功夫与耶稣相处。
Because God is preparing His chosen vessel to do a great work coming soon.
因为神正在今年预备他极伟大有恩膏的器皿来为着未来年日来做工。
Now this year.
今年
God is going to do something very special.
神要做非常特别的事。
God is going to be very mighty this year.
神今年要越发的大能显现。
The Bible says in verse 30, Thou shall arise.
十三节里头谈到说，你必要兴起。
The Spirit of God is going to rise up in the church this year.
今年在神的教会神的家中神的灵要越发的大大兴起。
The Spirit of God is going to move mightily in the church and in the ministries of God this year.
神的灵今年要大能大力运行在教会并在他的服事团队当中。
This is a year that the presence of God will come greatly upon your life.
今年神的同在要大大的临到你的生命的里头。
God shall arise this year.
今年必要大大兴起。
Hallelujah! And the seventh and the final prophetic word.
第七个预言式的启示话语。
Look at verse 13.
来看第十三节。
Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion for the time to favor her. Yea, the set time is come.
你必起来连续起安，因现在是可怜他的时候，日期已经到了。
You know, for this message.We will speak during our Chinese New Year conference.
好，在这个信息里面，我们会在中我们的农历年的时候来分享。
We'll continue to speak the divine counsels of God.
我们要持续来分享神的属天来的辅导。
Are you coming for the Chinese New Year conference?
你们会不会来参加农历年的研习会呢
？Oh, come and hear what God is going to say.
来听看看神要向我们说什么话。
And verse 14, for thy servants take.Pleasure in her stores and favor the dust thereof.
十四节，你的仆人原来喜悦他的石头，可怜他的尘土。
Now this year is going to be a glorious year.
今年是荣耀之年。
Because this year it is about things that is going to be growing into the next.Level of His grace in your life.
因为今年就是预备我们能够在未来年日进入到越发神更高的恩典里头。
This year is about spiritual growth.
今年谈到的是灵性上面的成长。
It is about growing into the next level of His grace in your life.
这谈到就是在你生命里面，你能够继续成长到一个他里面更高的恩典的里头。
You see in verse 13 and verse 14.He talks twice about the word favor.
你看十三节十四节，他连续的谈到两次喜悦这个字眼。
And the Hebrew word for favor, kanan, means grace.
希伯来文喜悦kanan 这个字眼呢，表的是喜悦。
This year is a year of spiritual growth.
这个今年呢是属灵灵性上的成长的一年。
As you spend more time in prayer,
当你更多花功夫祷告
，you come to the throne of grace.
来到施恩宝座前。
Hebrew 4:16 says, "Let us come boldly to the throne of grace."
希伯来书四章十六节说，坦然无惧来到他施恩宝座前。
And we will obtain mercy and find grace in times of need.
我们就要蒙恩惠得帮助，蒙恩惠得连续做随时的帮助。
The more you spend time in prayer, the more you receive His grace.
你越多花功夫在他同在里头，那么你就越多领受他的恩典。
What is grace?
这是什么叫做恩典
？Grace simply means unmerited favor.
恩典的意思就是不配得的喜悦。
It means undeserved benevolence.
意思就是不配得的一些
undeserved.Benevolence, the goodwill and the goodness of the Lord.
就是呢，不配得的神一切的良善。
The goodness of the Lord showered into your life.
神一切的良善美好就如恩雨般浇灌到你的生命里面。
The favor of God means unusual kindness.
神的恩惠就是非比寻常的恩慈。
The favor of God means unfair preference.
神的恩惠意思就是根本是不公平的喜悦。
God just loves you so much that people say, God, you're unfair. Why you love him so much?
神呢，实在是太爱我们了。以致有些人就讲说，为什么你 他不公平的这样子爱他们。
Unusual great blessings，
是一个非比平常的祝福。
Special honors in your life，
有生命里面你会发现一个特别的尊荣。
This year, people that are going to shine in the kingdom of God, they shine because of God's favor and grace。
今年神的百姓能够这样子大得恩惠，在神的恩惠。能够这样子得到特别的尊荣，是因为神的特别的恩惠领导他们。
Last year you are defeated. Last year you struggle in your spiritual life.
去年在我们灵性生命上面有了极大失败，极度的挣扎。
Because there's an absence and a lack of God's grace and favor in your life.
因为神的恩典、神的恩惠并没有临到你的生命里头。
But if this year you respond to the prophetic word, the seven things that God is saying right now.
但是如果今年你好好回应神叫我们说的七样事情。
Now you must get the tape.
一定要好好拿录音带来听。
Because you must keep hearing and hearing until the seven things goes into your soul and becomes a practical reality of your life.
你必须要反复聆听这个生命中的这个整个七个目标，然后不断的聆听到你灵的里头去，以至于它成为你生命中的实际。
Buy this tape and buy it for your friends.
为你的朋友、亲戚买这些录音带。
And tell you, tell them, God say that seven.
哥林多后书十二章里面谈到说，我的恩典够你用。
When God's grace come into your life，
当神恩典进入到你的生命里面的时候
，The days of your struggle is over，
所有的挣扎完全都不见了。
The days of your defeat is over，
所有的失败也完全消失了。
The days of your depression is over，
所有的沮丧也完全殆尽了。
The days of your discouragement is over，
你所有的失望也完全消失了。
God's grace will help you through the storms of your life，
神的恩典可以帮助你加添能力。经历生命中的风暴。
The definition of God's grace simply means
神的恩典的定义叫做什么？
The willingness of God to use His ability and His power to minister to your needs。
就是神愿意用他的能力跟他的全能来帮助你生活中的需要。
Grace means God's power is coming to help you。
这个恩惠意思就是神的大能要临到你的生命里
面。By His grace, we can never be defeated。
借着他的恩典，我们永远不被打败。
This year, it is about synchronizing into the divine favor of God in your life.
今年事实上就是叫我们能够同步进入到神为我们预备的恩惠的里头。
God wants to pour out His fresh favor upon your life.
神要将他极其新鲜的恩惠临到你的身上。
This is a tremendous good year.
这是一个极大极棒的一年呐。
Not in this world.
不是在这世间吗？
But in the kingdom of God.
乃是在神的国度的里头的。
Because God is about to pour His favor over your life.
因为神要将他的恩惠进入到你的生命里面。
The Bible says in verse 13.
第十三节圣经上面告诉我们。
When it came to favor.Zion has come, yea, the set time is here.
大家都说连续西安，可怜西安的日期已经到了。
My friends, God is making announcement in heaven.
我亲爱的朋友，神在天上大大发声说
的。The set time, the right time to favor Zion is now.
可怜安到西安的日期已经临到了。
This is a favorable year.
这是一个我们蒙恩惠的一年呐。
This is a year of God's favor over your life. And when God favors you, God takes delight in you, God has pleasure in you.
神恩待你，神喜悦你，神把更多的美好加在你身上。
This year you begin to proclaim and prophesy His favor.
今年你就要起来，凭着信心宣告神的恩惠临到你。
Begin to prophesy favor over your children.
要开始来宣告预言。这样的恩惠临到你的孩子身上。
Begin to prophesy favor over your family.
要开始来宣告预言，这样的恩惠临到你的家人。
Begin to prophesy favor over your career and your business.
要开始预言宣告，这样的恩惠临到你的事业，你的
工作。Begin to prophesy favor over your finance.
要宣告这恩惠临到你的财务。
Begin to prophesy favor over your church and your ministry.
开始预言宣告，这样的恩惠临到你的教会，临到你的服事。
Through His favor, you are going to prosper.
依照他在你身上的恩惠，你就要大大 兴旺。
This year I begin to see a great cloud coming into the earth.
今年我看到有一个极大的云彩临到地上。
And this cloud has the word written favor.
而这样的云彩上面有这么一个字眼叫做恩宠。
Psalms 30 verse 7 say.
诗篇三十篇的第七节讲。
He said, By my favor, you shall be strong as a mountain.
他告诉我说，因着他的恩宠，我们就强如大山。
You will be strong today because of the favor of God.
能够刚强是因为神的恩惠临到你的身上。
And this is why God says, grow spiritually.
所以告诉神为什么告诉我们说要在灵性面多多成长。
Open your heart more to me.
今天要更多向我打开你的心。
So that I will pour my favor and my grace over your life.
他叫我浇灌我的恩惠跟恩典临到你的生命里面。
Now I say in the beginning, are you ready for the shout of joy?
我起初就已经问了各位一个问题，你这个预备好要大声呼喊喜乐。
Are you ready for the shout of victory?
你是否预备好要大大呼喊得胜？
Are you ready for the shout of praise?
你是否预备好了要大声来赞美神？
I tell you the days of struggle is over this year.
我告诉你，过去年里的挣扎已经结束了。
Year 2001 is a year of defeat for you.
2001年对我而言是失败年啊。
But this is a year of victory.
但是今年是得胜之年。
Are you ready?
预备好了没有？好好宣告。
Pray at the Lord.
神的恩宠。
That God is saying.
是神所说的。
This year.
今年。
It's a year.
是
是。Reorganizing into the divine favor of God in your life.
就是要同步进入神在你身上所加的恩惠之年。
Are you ready?
你是预备好了吗？
I'm going to release that word over your life right now.
让我释放神话语进你的生命里面。
Break the devil's lies over your life.
然后全三倍的惊奇在你的生命里面。
You will tell the devil, you are lying to me so long. Get away from my life from now on.
你要向魔鬼宣告说，你在这里的说谎欺骗太久，今天离开我的生命也有。
Are you ready?
预备好了吗？
We are going to release the prophetic word.
我们现在释放预言书的话语。
And when we release the prophetic word.
当我释放预言书话语。
Pray over yourself.
You're going
to speak to your neighbor.
You're going to speak to your neighbor.
Point a finger in the air and speak to our family, our career, and our business.
然后我们要指着天的告诉我们所有的家人、我们的生活还有我们的工作。
Are you ready?
预备好了吗？
This is what God says.
神就是要